Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can listen to us 98.1 FM. Also, you can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Second hour of the show today, giving away $20 to Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew. What a great place to go if you love smoked meats. I'm talking about the ribs, the chicken wings. They smoke their meatloaf. Are you crazy? There's the smoked meatloaf. So good. Non-great barbecue options as well. Chicken marsala is fantastic. Great sides. Two great locations. One in Centennial off of Arapahoe Road. The other one is in North Denver. We're going to give away $20 in the second hour of the show. This is the dressiest I've ever seen you.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing a button-down shirt today.
I can't believe it. No hat, nothing. You look great. Where are you going tonight?
NFL draft over at Broncos headquarters.
Oh, so am I.
Same place you are.
You want carpool?
Well, I mean, I've already driven over here, so at that point, it's just no use. But you also, I'll probably be, when you leave,
yes,
I'll probably still be there typing away for another hour or so.
Okay.
Writing stories. So it goes.
All right. Time now for the lead. Big news.
The lead is presented by Marco's Pizza in Aurora, where everything is fresh, never frozen, like the dough and sauces to go with hand-cut meats and veggies. Order today at either location, off Smoky Hill Road or Quincy in Aurora.
Okay, huge news breaking over the last couple of hours per ESPN's Adam Schefter. Aaron Rodgers has told a number of people within the Packers organization that he doesn't want to return to the team. In the meantime, Fox Sports' Jay Glazer tweeted earlier today that a few teams have already called the Packers about trading for Aaron Rodgers. With that, Rodgers has reportedly been negotiating an extension with the Packers, and he's upset that nothing is done. And oh, by the way, it's no secret. No secret at all for those who know what goes on around the NFL that the marriage over the last couple of years between Rodgers and the Packers has not been very good. With that, Trey Wingo of ESPN tweeted about an hour.
No, Pro Football Network now. He's with PFN, not ESPN.
I know him from ESPN.
I know, but I'm just saying you want to get it right.
Okay, so ESPN's Trey Wingo tweeted out. The Packers reportedly told Aaron Rodgers they were going to trade him in the offseason, then backed off. Quote, it's been a blank show between them ever since. And within the last week, Rodgers has told the team, trade or no trade, I'm not coming back. Pro Football Talk then tweeted out, from unimpeachable source, as of last night, Aaron Rodgers' wish list, the 49ers, the Raiders, and the Broncos, not necessarily in that order. He wanted the Packers to take the 49ers offer, which was the number 3 overall pick. The next move is by Rodgers. And with that, I'll just start this volley back and forth. The team that makes the most sense for the Packers is the Broncos.
Absolutely. And it makes the most sense starting with, it's going to be draft capital. That you trade a lot of draft capital and maybe some, and probably some players too. You start with the fact that if they don't want to trade him to the 49ers, and there's, I think it was Pro Football Talk mentioned that the Packers would actually prefer to trade him out of conference.
Of course. I don't think the 49ers are even in play, even with the number 3 overall pick. Remember,
right,
they don't need a quarterback. They have one that they drafted in the first round last year.
Right. That's the thing. So the pick, this year's pick doesn't matter because if they do this, they are confident that Jordan Love is ready to handle the reins. Now, that's another topic entirely, basically. But the Packers would not want to be staring down Aaron Rodgers in an NFC championship game or the playoffs in the next couple of years. So they would prefer to trade him to AFC, and Rodgers would prefer to play out west. That basically leaves you with Las Vegas and Denver.
And his fiance reportedly lives part-time in Boulder.
She spends her springs and summers in Boulder.
And
she actually, a couple years ago, there was a story about her where she said, yeah, I want to spend my summers in the mountains and my winters someplace warm. Well, there you go. Boulder, Colorado, right by the mountains.
Let's look at what Mike Munchak did. A guy who could pretty much have any offensive line coaching job that he wants. Mm-hmm. He wanted to come to Denver because his grandbabies are in Denver. So where you live to a lot of these guys is important, especially when you are established and you've made a lot of money and you've won a title. It's about lifestyle at that point. Right?
Exactly.
Now.
And Aaron Rodgers has a championship.
Yep.
He has money. He has his legacy. He will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. It is about adding to that legacy. And that's where the other thing that does matter is he does want to win more titles. And even though the Broncos have been down, that's where they're intriguing because it is a talented roster. As we talked about earlier this week, according to Pro Football Focus, the only rosters with more talent, including the quarterback, are the final four last year plus Cleveland.
Let's talk what it would take to get Aaron Rodgers, whether it be tonight or moving forward. And if I am the Packers, I know this news just broke. Mm-hmm. It's certainly not a surprise to them that Aaron Rodgers isn't happy there. They might need to make a decision tonight.
Yes.
And if I'm them, I make a decision tonight because the draft is tonight. With that, what do I think it would take? Now, when I put together a deal, I'm not some knucklehead that puts together a deal that favors the Broncos. A lot of people do that. Well, I think the Broncos should trade their first round pick and a fourth next year.
Someone told
me Malik Reed.
Someone told me a first in Drew Lock, and I thought you'd get laughed off the phone call with that.
So let's talk about a deal. I'm going to put out a deal that I think gets the deal done. Mm-hmm. That when I put together deals in my businesses, I like to put together a deal that makes the other side think, you know what? This is such a good deal. I really seriously need to consider this, if not take it.
And if you're the Broncos, it's a deal that you have to accept. It's going to hurt a little bit because you're bringing in one of the 10 best quarterbacks of all time coming off of an MVP season.
The deal, if I'm George Payton, I put together. Now, granted, you can always offer more, and it doesn't mean you have to offer what I'm saying, because I think the Broncos are offering a lot, but I think it's a deal that makes sense for both sides. Two first-round picks, including this year.
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater needs to be part of that deal, because they're going to want Bridgewater to back up Jordan Love.
A nice hedge just in case Love doesn't pan out.
A mid-round pick this year or next year, and Bradley Chubb.
Yeah.
That will, I think, the Packers, if they look at that deal, they would have a hard time saying no. They already believe Jordan Love is their future anyway. You're getting the 9th overall pick in the draft. You could probably finally take a wide receiver this time around and probably get a pretty good one, right?
Or maybe part of it is you're throwing, if instead of that mid-round pick, maybe you're throwing in a wide receiver. Maybe you're throwing in Tim Patrick. Instead of a third or fourth round pick.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's so funny. My father's a huge Packers fan. Mm-hmm. And I said to him probably about, I don't know, maybe about a month ago, I said, you know who'd be a perfect guy for the Packers? I said, Tim Patrick.
The funny thing is I thought he'd be perfect with Aaron Rodgers. And we're talking about potentially trading him.
Right.
But another thing you say, all right, maybe you talk about where you're deeper. If I'm the Broncos, instead of putting Bradley Chubb out there, I start with Jerry Jeudy.
I tell you what.
And because I'm thinking of this, Tim Patrick with Aaron Rodgers would probably be terrific because Patrick catches everything. He's reliable.
I tell you what, I can see that, but let's talk more about that after the break. Right. This could be a crazy day. Think about this for a second. The Peyton Manning thing went on for a while, and all of us were tracking the flights. Where is Peyton Manning going?
Were you out by the facility, by the gate, by the airport?
No, I was not.
I literally was standing by Centennial Airport taking pictures of the plane.
I was on the air at the time in morning drive, and on my computer was the flight, and I was watching it. So, Mace, what do you think the Packers might accept? That's next. Bound by wild desire.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can listen 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. Reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Rocky Mountain Forest Products, where they specialize in wholesale lumber to the public. Go to Rocky Mountain Forest Products in Wheat Ridge or go to rmfp.com.
All right, it might sound like a pipe dream, but at the end of the day, the story is out there. It hasn't been a well-kept secret in NFL circles that Aaron Rodgers has wanted out of Green Bay for a long time. Now, according to multiple reports, specifically Trey Wingo, where does he work now?
Pro Football Network.
It's been a blank show. It begins with the letter S, and it ends with the letters HIT show. It's been that way for a while. And according to Pro Football Talk, as they say, and I believe that's Mike Florio, saying from an unimpeachable source. Then clearly we are talking about a couple of presidents. Bill Clinton.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And me, I was just impeached twice.
Don't forget Andrew Johnson.
I don't know how to do an impersonation of him.
I don't think there's any recordings of Andrew Johnson speaking because technology didn't exist back in the 1860s.
That's probably true. So according to Pro Football Talk, from an unimpeachable source, Aaron Rodgers, his wish list, the 49ers, Broncos, Raiders, not necessarily in that order. If I am the Packers, I don't panic, but at the end of the day, you're going to get the most value for him right now because the draft is tonight. What would your trade proposal be?
My trade proposal would be, I'd like to get away with not giving up the 2023 first round pick. So I would go
2023.
Yeah. So
you're not going to have to give up three first.
I'm round going. Picks. So I would like to give up. It'd be this year's number 9 overall pick.
Right.
Next year's number first round pick.
Yeah. Which you hope would be like in the mid 20s.
Right. A day 2 pick
this year.
Yes. Okay. Again, picks this year have more value than picks next year, just in the way in the calculus. So, yeah, you're hurting what you're doing this year.
Pick a player, any player, because Bridgewater is going to have to be involved.
Bridgewater and, or I'd say Bridgewater or Locke, you can have either. I think Bridgewater would have more value.
Yep.
And then the other interesting thing on that is the Broncos have to go shopping for a backup quarterback unless they want to have Drew Locke stay as the backup.
No, I think Drew Locke would be a very good backup for Aaron Rodgers. Be next. Learn from him. Now, from what I understand, Aaron Rodgers isn't the most pleasant guy to be around. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine he's going to be helping out Locke that much. But even so, keep Locke.
Yeah, and that's why if it's not going to work out, you just say, okay, can you get a guy like can you get a Chase Daniel or someone of that ilk who's a career backup?
Listen, that's minor stuff.
But that's minor
stuff. Who's the player? So basically,
Bridgewater, I'm starting with Jerry Jeudy. Again, receiver's the deepest position on the team. He was your first round pick last year. I'm saying to the Green Bay, and my thought is, this is in lieu of a first round pick in 2023. We're giving you a first round player who's got 4 years of team control.
I don't think it's going to cost three first round picks.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm saying instead of three first round picks, I'm giving up a young player with 4 years of team control, including the fifth year option as part of it, as well as a quarterback who can get you by if Jordan Love isn't the guy, as well as a day two pick.
Who do you think the Packers would want more? That's how I look at a deal.
Yeah.
What do you want? Not
well, that's what I'm offering. I think Green Bay might come back and say, what about Bradley Chubb?
No, but let's start with the wide receivers. Mm-hmm. Would the Packers want Sutton more or Judy more?
Judy has the advantage of the 4 years of team control. Sutton has the expiring contract after this year. I think they would want Judy.
I would try and push Sutton if I could.
Well, I would too, because for the Broncos perspective, you bring in Aaron Rodgers, he's going to cost a lot. And you're going to need cost control players. The problem is cost control players are of value. So Green Bay may say, no, we'd rather have Judy.
I think a pass rusher has more value than a wide receiver. Specifically a guy who can really get to the quarterback.
Well, they're harder to find.
And is very good against the run. However, I would want to give Aaron Rodgers tons of weapons. I understand he would have weapons with Sutton, Hamler, and Fant, maybe Okwuegbunam.
And right? Then Patrick is a good possession receiver. You've actually got that fair. That crew there.
Yeah,
those fair. Five pass catchers.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That would be the best group of pass catchers as a collective he's ever worked with.
That's kind of like saying when Tom Brady went to Tampa, it's the best pass catchers he's ever had.
Right. Well, that's part of it is because Green Bay neglected it. And part of the reason the Packers are in this place to begin with is because they wouldn't take a first round receiver despite how many years they needed it.
Okay. Chubb or Simmons?
Ooh.
I don't think it's an ooh at all.
I mean, if you're the Broncos...
It's not an ooh at all.
Yeah.
Not an ooh
if you're the Broncos, I'd hate to say, you'd probably rather trade Simmons.
You do because he's a safety.
But the problem is, I think the Packers would want Chubb of those two. Edge rusher, still with 2 years of cost control, elite talent. You know, you're talking with Simmons, you're talking about a guy who's the highest paid player in his position. This matters as well. The accounting, the bean counting, the nerd stuff, that does come into play in these discussions. I mean, each of these teams, if they're negotiating, George Payton, has got Rick Hurtado right there next to him,
right,
talking about contracts and value and all that. And the pack and Brian Gutekunst, the Packers GM, has his cap person right next to him.
Right. What is Rodgers getting paid this year? I know the answer is a lot. It's probably in the mid to high 30s for sure.
I am finding
that. And he was negotiating a deal anyway.
Yeah, because he wanted to have his deal kind of spread out a little bit. Like a bonus kicked in this year.
Right.
He wanted to actually have it spread out so they could get some more players in. He wants to see Green Bay do some of the same gymnastics to get 20 pounds of talent into a 10-pound bag like the Bucs have done, but the Packers have been unwilling to do that.
Well, here's the deal for Aaron Rodgers. This year, right where we thought it would be, $37 million. So as I said, mid to high 30s. Then you can get out after that, right? You're not going to. After that, it's 39. After that, it's 28. And then it becomes a free agent.
But remember, part of that includes the prorated portion of the signing bonus, which is typically what accelerates onto the team that trades him. So, like, for example, if the Packers were to trade him right now,
mm-hmm.
he would actually cost $31.6 million under $31.56 million under their cap. They would save about $5.6 million compared to that $37 million figure. But Green Bay is still going to have to deal with basically $31 million of dead money because that's what's left of his signing bonus and would all hit this year. They would probably try to have the Band-Aid rip off this year. The Broncos then, I imagine, if they did trade for him or if it's the Raiders, because like we said, they probably would be in the mix too. They would probably work on a restructure to add a couple more years on the end of this.
Well, Green Bay's in a bit of a pickle because right now they've got about $3.4 million to spend.
Mm-hmm.
They're $3.4 million under the cap, and then they have to eat how much?
Well, they would eat $31.6 million, but they would get a savings based on his number right now It's not a case where, like, if the Broncos cut Juwan James, he would count more than he would if he plays. That isn't the case. The Packers do get $5.6 million of savings, so you would add that 5.6 to the cap to the cap space that's already there. But then, I mean, if you're including a player, that's also where you talk about cost-controlled players. The Packers probably would not want Justin Simmons because of the number that would come with that contract.
Right.
Cortland Sutton, he's in the last year of his deal, but he is cost controlled for this year, and then you get that space back on the other side. So that's something that it could be reasonable. They may prefer to have 4 years of cost control rather than 1 year, but Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, they can fit. Teddy Bridgewater, with that contract that he just restructured to come to Denver, they could fit that as well.
So
the accounting of trading Aaron Rodgers and getting back first contract players from the Broncos, say, you know, like Locke, like Sutton or Jeudy, like Chubb, the accounting adds up for this year.
A lot of public pressure on the Packers right now. Should they bend and trade him? Because according to reports, deal or no deal, I'm going to go to Jeopardy.
He's got to get offered the Jeopardy job first.
It doesn't matter if he gets offered the job or not.
Jeopardy is still cycling through guest hosts. There's no guarantee.
Listen, at the end of the
day, he did well, but he's not the only guy.
At the end of the day, he might pull a Barry Sanders and walk away.
Or Jim Brown.
There you go.
Jim Brown literally went to Hollywood rather than play for the Browns.
And what a stellar acting career he had in the Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, I mean, he did. He worked steadily for about 25 years in Hollywood. Wasn't always a leading man, but
was never a leading man.
Yeah, but if you're Aaron Rodgers, I think he would walk if he had Jeopardy waiting for him on the other side. I think he'd be willing to say, "Okay, I don't need to play anymore," because he would view Jeopardy as a lifetime job. A decade.
Think something happens tonight?
I think if it doesn't happen tonight, this is going to linger for a while.
Yep.
The motivation for it to happen tonight is the draft capital. The fact that if you know you're making this move, you go ahead and get that capital now, and you start. I mean, for example, the Broncos have the number 9 pick and they sent that to Green Bay. They could start the process of rebuilding the dam, so to speak, right away. As Jeremy Foley, longtime AD at Florida, once said, what will be done eventually should be done immediately.
Coming up after the break, there are a number of teams reportedly looking to move up in the draft. The Saints, the Bears, the Patriots. Could any of them be dance partners with the Broncos? And one of those teams might have to include one of the best players in football in a deal to the Broncos. That's next. I got you,
babe. Yeah. What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason. Presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason. Watch us at milehighsports.com. You can listen 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed. At Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Colorado Off-Road in Littleton. If you need major accessory brands or something off-market for your truck, car, Jeep, or SUV, they've got it. Upfit today at Colorado Off-Road or go to cooffroad.com.
There are four teams that I am aware of. Maybe you know other teams that are interested in moving up, and not necessarily all of them for a quarterback. Let's start with the New Orleans Saints. There's a report that GM Mickey Loomis is reportedly working the phone, trying to trade into the top 10. The primary reason, though, is not for a quarterback. It's actually for another position, although there is a quarterback who could reportedly change their minds if he is still available, and I'm not talking about Trevor Lawrence. New Orleans picks at number 28. You have the Chicago Bears, who are desperate to move up to get a quarterback. They are a hot mess in so many different areas. Their salary cap is a disaster, and they do not have a quarterback, unless you think Andy Dalton and Nick Foles are going to lead them anywhere. The Philadelphia Eagles are interested in moving up for a wide receiver. And then you have the New England Patriots, who are interested in moving up for a quarterback. One thing is for certain, the Broncos will not be making a trade with the New England Patriots. So let's talk about the other teams. And oh, by the way, the report is that New England has had conversations with Carolina to jump the Broncos to number 8 to take a quarterback if a quarterback is available. That guy they are looking at reportedly is Justin Fields. Which team would you like to start with specifically, whether it's the Saints or the Bears?
Let's start with the Saints, because that's a big jump. You're talking about going from 28 to pick 9. And to make that sort of jump, I think the conversation would have to start with their second round pick this year and their first round pick next year.
So their first round pick this year, a second round pick this year, and a first round pick next year.
Yes.
Okay.
And you may even want another pick, because you're talking about going from 28 to 9. You're talking about the in terms of draft value, that alone is the equivalent of about the 22nd pick. And of course, the first round pick would be next year. And as we've discussed, next year's picks have less value than this year's. So,
but the truth is, yeah, next year's picks truly have more value, because that draft is going to be deeper. Maybe not at the quarterback and position, but yeah, pretty much everywhere else.
Deeper everywhere else, but it's deeper when you get to the back end of it. Round 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 are going to be where the quality is. Unfortunately, if the Broncos haven't solved the quarterback position, basically you could say that the house has holes in the roof, and you trade for Teddy Bridgewater, which puts a tarp over the holes, but isn't something that's potentially sustainable. So if you move down, I think every deal has to involve draft capital for next year.
I don't know if I'd want to go all the way down to 28. Even if I picked
what up. What if they offered you 2 years of second round picks and next year's first?
I don't know if I'm going to get help, and it depends on who you wind up taking. So there's a safety a pretty good safety you can get at 28. Mm-hmm. But give me another position where, you know, you do this research far more than I do. You're not going to get an offensive lineman, no, probably, that you really want. You're not going to get an inside linebacker,
no,
that you really want.
You might get corner. You might get Greg Newsome out of Northwestern.
Fast guy.
You might get running back. I don't think Najee Harris is there, but but Travis Etienne
might be
of Clemson, and Javonte Williams of North Carolina should probably be there at 28.
I think you're watering down the pancake batter too much. Back that far.
You also might. It's possible that Zaven Collins of Tulsa, the linebacker, is sitting there at 28. I don't think Jamin Davis of Kentucky is going to be there. I certainly don't think that Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah out of Notre Dame is going to be there.
No, he won't be there.
I think if you want him, you don't want to go any further down than perhaps pick 15 tonight.
Right.
But there are guys who are going to be there. And then if you really wanted to throw a wrench in the whole thing, remember George Payton a week ago talking about how there could be 6 first-round quarterbacks?
Right.
The wrench would be, let's go pick Kellen Mond.
Now let's talk about the Bears. Had a couple of conversations today with two guys who are very close to the team. They are desperate for a quarterback in the worst way. They are sitting at 20 right now. And their cap is an absolute mess. So any trade is going to involve a player. The problem is the only player that they really have on their roster that anybody is going to want is Roquan Smith. And they don't want to give him up. I mean, for all the drafts they've had, and there have been a lot of bad ones, mm-hmm, not to mention they haven't had first-round picks over the last 2 years. They finally have one this year. I don't think they really want to trade him. And by the way, they just gave him the extension because he was a first round pick and now he's going to be there for 5 years and there's some cost certainty. With that, this will become a back and forth between you and I. I'm not trying to convince you, but clearly I am. With that, would you trade your ninth pick for their 20th pick and Smith straight up?
No.
And I would all day.
I want more.
I want more.
I want their first round pick next year.
They're not doing that.
Then no deal. Roquan Smith is a good linebacker.
Second team all pro. You're right. He's nothing special.
He's never been a pro.
Only had 134 tackles last year. You're right. He's only second team all pro. And he can only cover tight ends as well as any linebacker in the business.
At a position that isn't edge rusher, tackle, corner. And also again, quarterback is hovering above everything. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what would allow you to get that quarterback if mm-hmm. Drew Lock doesn't launch and Teddy Bridgewater ends up playing? What would allow you to do that is having draft capital to move up next year.
And that's why
you might make Vic Fangio very happy, but George Payton cannot think just about this year. He's got to think about things beyond. Mm-hmm. Roquan Smith is a good player,
yep.
But if you're taking him,
instead of coming up with good, who are you comparing him to that's just good?
Very good. He's a very good player.
He's an all-pro.
Second team all-pro. That's not all. That's not.
You're
all.
Right. Then I guess Justin Simmons is just good.
But here's the problem.
Justin Simmons, by your metric, is just good because he was only a second team all pro.
And also Roquan Smith has done it 1 year. Justin Simmons has been an all pro or a second team all pro or a Pro Bowler twice. He's done it back to back. He's done more. The other thing is, as long as quarterback is hovering above everything,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to trade down mm-hmm. this year,
yep.
you need capital next year. Because if you have the kind of season you expect,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to need an extra first round pick, if not more, to get into position to take a quarterback if the guy is not on your roster.
Let me ask you something.
What you're doing with Roquan Smith, he's a good player, but this is like, but God. This is...
What is your metric of what a good player is? This is
like fixing the toilet when you've got two or three of them in the house when the roof is leaking and all you've got covering the house is a tarp that's going to blow away in the winter.
Okay, let's mm-hmm. pretend for a second that Micah Parsons, who is an absolute disaster as a human being, a disaster, and I am insulting all disasters of human beings when I say that. This guy is going to slide tonight in the draft because of who he is as a person. But let's say he had the same character as Justin Simmons. Would you take him at 9?
If he had Mike Simmons' character?
If he had Simmons'
character. Because he's one of the most talented linebackers I've ever seen coming out.
Yeah.
It's not an issue with the film. The film is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
He could be an edge rusher for you if you want to. I mean,
right.
This guy could literally play any of your four linebacker spots and play them really well. Micah Parsons as a player, based on the film, could be the modern day Carl Mecklenburg. That's how good he is.
Yeah.
But you're not taking him because of everything else.
I know. I understand that.
Yeah.
I'll take Roquan Smith over... a guy who hasn't done it yet.
And Roquan Smith is a high character guy. Didn't he win the Piccolo Award
in
Chicago?
He is a high character guy, and every season he has over 100 tackles. He does everything. He is what the Broncos desperately need, a guy who can cover Travis Kelce twice a game. And he has played in Vic Fangio's defense. He is a perfect fit, and you know what else? He just turned 24. Just turned 24, and Micah Parsons is about to be 22, and Roquan Smith has another 2 years left on his deal, and he knows Vic Fangio's system, and he would be a perfect fit, kind of like Fuller is a perfect fit.
You know what? If the Broncos were in a different situation with the quarterback position, I would be fine with this move to trade down. But if you can't get the long-term answer or the projected long-term answer tonight, one way or the other,
okay,
the most valuable thing that you can accumulate
mm-hmm.
is draft capital for next
year. I'm with you. I am
with you. To put you in position to.
I am with you on that.
Or maybe, for example, let's say Aaron Rodgers, let's say that doesn't resolve itself tonight
mm-hmm.
and it lingers into the summer and you've got you've got Chicago's first round pick or you've got New Orleans' first round pick as well as your own.
Right.
So you could sit there and say, yeah, we'll actually give you two years of first round picks and include the one that you just traded for.
Yep.
Or you're able to keep one of those first round picks and trade two ones and a player. Given where the Broncos stand right now,
yep.
if they had quarterback settled, 100% go get Roquan Smith
mm-hmm.
instead of trying to get a first round pick from the Bears.
Okay,
okay.
I'm going to throw this out. First of all, I'm all for draft capital, and I do think they should get more in this. I'm with you. But let's just say for the sake of argument that the teams who are really bad next year, because we don't expect the Broncos to be really bad, have the top three picks in the draft and they all need quarterbacks. It doesn't matter how much draft capital you have because those teams aren't moving out of their picks.
And that's part of the risk you have to take. And that's why, that is why if you're sitting there at nine,
right.
even if the Bears come at you with this offer,
right.
if Justin Fields or Trey Lance are staring you in the face, you're saying, sorry, we're picking our quarterback.
Okay. And that's fine. If one of them is sitting there, that's fine. I would rather have the bird in the hand. You want the two birds in the bush and you want to roll the dice for next year. I want draft capital just like you do.
Yeah.
But if you are telling me that I can get Roquan Smith and then with the 20th pick, Najee Harris, I'm taking that over a quarterback all day. Meaning, not quarterback all day. Let me rephrase that. I am taking that over a first-round pick for next year, not even knowing if I can move up. And I can promise you, you're not getting your guy Sam Howell. So if I can get Najee Harris at 20, which I can, and I can get Roquan Smith, and now my offense is really loaded, and I have a guy like Roquan Smith in the middle of my defense, this season, I'm taking that, but you want to wait till next year and see if you can trade up and get a guy, and you have no idea if you can.
It's not about waiting for next year. It's knowing that if I can't solve that issue now, I have to have the ammunition to be able to go at it either a year from now or maybe sooner. Maybe Deshaun Watson gets exonerated and he's on the market.
Then having
that extra pick
right.
will help you do that because we know George Payton doesn't want to be left
with
nothing at draft time.
I think they should get more, but you know what I do? I take my three first-round picks from 2022, 2023, and 2024, and I trade them for Deshaun Watson or two of them for Aaron Rodgers. But I take Najee Harris and Roquan Smith right now today, because I know I can have them. Danny, what do we have coming up on Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it?
The Phoenix Suns have clinched a playoff berth for the first time since 2010. Also, what is it about quarterbacks in the draft that makes people always want to put them at a different position? We'll talk about another player who might be trying to make a comeback at tight end. That's next, right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports. What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me
what? Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive, Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can listen 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. Reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Denver Distillery. Their sweet potato vodka, bourbon, rum, and gin has a smooth and clean taste. Find Denver Distillery off Broadway in Denver or buy it at your local liquor store. And if they don't have it, demand it. just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Just in case you missed it, and you probably did because it was dwarfed by the Aaron Rodgers news, but Adam Schefter reported earlier today that Tim Tebow has reportedly worked out.
I saw it.
Well, our listeners may have not, Eric.
Okay. Well, you said maybe we missed it.
Well, I'm talking to everybody.
Oh. Did you miss it, Andrew?
I didn't miss it, but again.
I'm talking to all the listeners as well.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
I don't just talk to you guys.
It got eclipsed really fast.
Yeah.
But the Tebow thing basically kind of had buzz for about 30 minutes.
All right, what's the question, Danny?
So Tebow, he worked out for the Jaguars in a tight end tryout. Urban Meyer, of course, coached Tebow at Florida. What other NFL quarterbacks, past or present, would make the best tight end?
Who would make the best tight end, past or present, that didn't play
other
tight end?
NFL quarterback?
Oh, quarterbacks? Let's see. Don Majkowski.
Well, there's actually a current tight end who was a quarterback when he was drafted. You know, Logan Thomas, picked by Arizona in 2014. He converted tight end.
Ryan Tannehill, I believe, was a wide receiver, right? Dan Pastorini was a big guy, wasn't he?
Cam Newton's a big guy.
Yep, he'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Just in case you missed it, the Phoenix Suns clinched a playoff berth for the first time since 2010 when Steve Nash and Amari Stoudemire were on the team. Some of the other longest droughts in pro sports. For the NHL, the Sabres last in the playoffs in 2011. For the MLB, Mariners last time in the playoffs in 2001. In the NFL, the Jets last in the playoffs in 2010. And in the NBA, the Kings last time in the playoffs in 2006. Of those four franchises, Sabres, Mariners, Jets, and Kings, who gets to the playoffs first?
Ooh. Sabres are a long way away. Let's see what happens with Zach Wilson, right? And I like Salah as their head coach.
Yeah.
And the Bills are their competition. We'll see what happens with the Patriots. The Dolphins are pretty good.
The Mariners,
so it might be tough for them.
The Mariners are deep into a rebuild right now. I don't know if they break through this year. The structure of the NFL, I think you'd have to bet on the Jets because you could say, okay, Salah gets things right. Zach Wilson comes in, tears it up, and they eke out a 9-8 or 10-7 season, and they get that last wild card. I'd say the Jets.
All right, that was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. Try before you buy means you can walk into any store and try out the appliances before you buy them, big box stores. If you, you know, try to cook on one of their stovetops, they'd look at you and say, get the hell out. Not the way it works at Mountain High Appliance, not to mention their sales staff, so experienced. When you're making a purchase like that, you need to ask the right questions, but more importantly, you need to have people who can answer those questions. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton, and you can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, I'm going to ask you, we've talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers, and I understand why, because certainly that affects the Broncos, as the Broncos could be a preferred trade destination to Aaron Rodgers. We could talk about that at 5:15, or we could talk about who the 49ers pick affect the Broncos in the draft. One will be next. One will be at 5:15. What say you?
Let's start with the 49ers,
because
they're kind of in this Aaron Rodgers discussion tangentially as well.
And when in the break, tell me what tangentially means.